So we begin just by gently resting hands on heart and belly, breathing in. Just take a few breaths, connecting your own big, beautiful heart down into your womb. You can repeat the exercises from last week or do this more simple warm-up of this week. So creating that safe, sacred space, tuning in to your inner voice, and checking in with your body, gently rubbing your hands. We're just going to put love into our bellies. So just begin by very gently and lovingly rubbing, massaging your beautiful belly. And see if you can really tune into the quality of touch that you need today. What do you need today? What would help you feel delicious and alive and healthy? Sometimes we need gentleness and sometimes we need firmness. Sometimes we just need to feel the heat of our fingertips going deep into our body. But we always need deep quality attention. So give that to yourself right now. Just very lovingly putting love into your beautiful belly. And then we're going to move into our groin. Here we're going to bend one leg. And if you remember from last week, we're going to massage the groin area quite firmly. I want you to really start working this area more deeply and firmly without hurting yourself, of course. Just opening up your groin and then squeezing your inner thigh. Thank you, inner thigh, for being so delicious and juicy. Just really squeeze your beautiful body. Stroking down a few times, smoothing out the energy. And of course, we don't want the other side to be jealous, so moving into doing the other side, really working open your groin. Again, don't forget the breath, and don't forget your heart. Often when we work on our body, we disassociate from it, so stay connected. Squeeze your inner thigh. Give it some love and appreciation. And stroking gently, soothing that thigh. Pulling both knees towards your chest and doing the crescent moon piece we did last week, just very lovingly and gently. Deeply enjoying this luscious sensation of enlivening yourself, of bathing yourself in love, in acceptance, in deep, relaxed presence. Just being with our sensual selves. Using the breath, bringing your feet down, stretching out. Just grab a hold of your egg. And of course, you've checked in, I hope, to see if you can use the egg. And just a reminder to use the fat end of your egg. And again, a little reminder to insert the egg very gently, just between the inner lips. We're not in a rush. I want you to keep practicing this. It's very important. Don't push the egg in. Well, first, just wake up the sacred gates. So just gently massage the opening of your yoni. And if you can, also do this practice sometimes just with your finger. It'll be really fantastic. You'll get some good biofeedback. Anyways, just take your time and explore again, trying to find the correct angle where you really feel the egg will easily move into your body. You can either have a hand on your heart as you do this or not, whatever's comfortable. But just connect with your breath, slow things down, and really feel and enjoy. You might want to take some deep, full breaths. Feeling your heart deeply connected with your yoni. And just take your time finding your own rhythm, your own way of activating the inner gates. Really just being with yourself. And trust that you're really activating all of your pleasure pathways purely by relaxing and deeply embodying your body. We're going to start with the egg, sipping the egg. So just very gently you're going to pulse, as you remember last week, just pulsing the opening and really yawning open as you exhale. Pulse on your inhale and spread open your pelvic floor on that exhale. Take your time to really feel like you pulse as you breathe in and melt open as you exhale. Pulse as you breathe in and melt open. Find your own rhythm. This is very, very important. I'm not going to say too much for the next few moments. Just really giving you the space to explore your breath in your rhythm of slowly and lovingly drawing the egg or your finger into your body. And yawn open if that helps. And you exhale. Sometimes using your throat can open your yoni. Remember, as the egg moves in just a little, hold it in place with your hand. Don't push it in any further, but also don't let it get pushed back out. Sometimes on our pulses, it can push the egg back out. So just hold it in place with every little millimeter that it moves in. We're going to move into the next piece. So bend your knees. We're going to be arching our backs off the floor and then really curving our tailbone off the floor. We're going to use our whole body for this. So you're going to use your feet and your hands. You're going to grip the floor as you arch Then you're going to press the soles of your feet and the palms of your hand into the floor as you tilt. Arch breathing, pull, and press, exhale. Imagine you're playing in some warm, delicious clay. Really arching, feeling the sensuality as you pull in and then press your spine into the floor. Really breathing in, pull, 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 and exhale, press. Inhaling, arch. Exhaling, press. And just relax, rubbing your ovaries. Bring some of that yumminess up to your heart and your breath. Just resting for a moment. We've done a lot now, so just check in and rest, relax, feel your body. Okay, so you're gonna bring your legs in nice and close, point one foot and flex the other, and we're gonna alternate slowly. I want your hands to be just above your pubic bone. And as you move one foot and the other, I want you to imagine the movements coming from the inside of your body. You'll notice that one side of the yoni lengthens as one shortens. It's natural for your hips to move, so let it happen. But really focus inside your yoni as you slowly move your feet. Pay attention to what's happening inside. Gently rolling that egg between tissues of your vagina. Again, using your breath, stay connected with your heart, rubbing your ovaries. Smile some of that deliciousness up to your heart and your breast. Again, just take a moment to relax. Everything happens when we rest. So trust in your body as you relax. Okay, so we're going to open our legs and we're going to rotate our toes in, kissing the big toes, and then we're going to rotate our toes out. So you have to be quite flexed. I don't want to see any flaccid feet. So really flex your feet, turn them out, and then really flex your feet and turn them in. It's nice to have your hands on the lower belly. And you're going to notice as you rotate away, this is very good for the back of the pelvic floor. And as you rotate inward, this is working your continence muscle. Really, really important practice. If you move too quickly or your feet aren't flexed enough, you're only going to work your leg muscles. By super flexing and moving slowly, you're going to actually exercise your pelvic floor. And just let your breath be natural and relaxed. Kissing those toes and moving out. Rub your ovaries. Smile some of that yumminess right up to your heart and your breath. And again, just resting, releasing, letting go. Let your whole pelvis soften. Notice what's happening in your body. Stay deeply present to what's going on emotionally and physically. Okay, so we're going to work just the clitoral ligament. So I want you to find where your outer lips meet. Move your fingers side to side, and you'll feel almost like a little rubber band-like feeling there. That's your clitoral ligament. So if you're not sure, you can touch the gland of your clitoris, go along the shaft, and then up against your pubic bone. And I want you to push right down against it, and we're going to see if we can independently contract it and relax it. Just see if you can wiggle your clitoris very gently. So your finger is not moving. You're doing all the work by wiggling this clitoral ligament. Now, I also want you to focus on your anus. You don't have to touch it. Just for a moment, see if you can pulse your anus. Just very lightly, super lightly, like it's sipping. Very gentle. And I want you to play a game, and you're gonna pulse a little bit in the front. And then I want you to pulse as well a little bit in the back. So you're gonna alternate from the front and the back. Just take your time. Some women need to go quickly, some women need to go slowly. See if you can literally feel the difference between pulsing the front and pulsing the anus. Just use your own time now for a few breaths. Rub your ovaries, smile some of that deliciousness up to your heart and your breast, and then really just rest and relax and enjoy. We're going to turn over onto our bellies. I'm going to show you a slightly different camera angle so you can see this exercise a little better. Bring your hands close to your shoulders. What we're going to do is, I don't want you to push up with your arms and come down. We're going to use our yoni. So as you squeeze your yoni, it's going to squeeze your bum, and then it's going to squeeze your lower back, and then you'll feel a pulse to move up to the middle back and all the way to your upper back. You don't have to go as high as I am, and then you're going to come down. You can see here I'm pulsing my breath, and then I'm going to roll down through my spine. So I want you to try that with me. So we're going to breathe in from the yoni, squeezing, squeezing, coming up, squeeze, 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 squeeze. Pulse the breath. Big breath in. At the end, squeeze. And release, coming down. Really good. Squeezing, coming up. Squeeze, 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 squeeze. Pulse your breath, pulse. Squeeze your yoni, squeeze, 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 squeeze. Hold and come down. Now let's try it slightly different. We're going to come up, take a really deep breath, coming all the way up. I want you to hold your breath now and pulse your yoni, holding the breath, pulse, 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 and then release. Very, very good. I want you to rest, relax, and let go for a moment. Just notice how you're feeling in your body as you rest and relax. allowing whatever sensations that move through your body to be. Okay, so I'm gonna do another one. I'm gonna press back up in the same way by squeezing your yoni. Yeah, so don't forget to do that. You squeeze and come up. And really hold the breath at the top. And then we're gonna come down with the mmm sound and really melt open. Inhaling up. Squeeze, 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 squeeze. Mmm, melting down. Inhale, you're squeezing your pelvic floor. Squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. Exhale, melt open. Try with the ooh breath coming up. Squeeze, 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 squeeze. And ooh. Inhale, squeezing up. Ooh. Inhale, squeezing up. Ooh. And if you can do three more, let's do with the ah breath. Inhale, squeeze. Ah. Inhale, squeeze, 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 and release. Ah. One last time, really squeezing. Ah. And relax. Just rest. Let the energy in your body do whatever she needs to do. Just rest. Good. So we're going to do one more exercise called the Flying Goddess. Extend your hands forward, making fists. And then point your feet, and you're going to inhale and squeeze your yoni and lift your legs and arms off the floor and melt back down. Inhale, you're going to squeeze, 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 and release, melting down. Inhale, really squeezing, lifting, squeeze, 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 and melting down. Inhale, really go for it. Squeeze, 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 and relax, let go, release. Beautiful. We're almost done our practice for the day. Let's just take a few breaths to really relax. I'm going to end by turning sideways on our mat, and I want to do a good stretch for your groin. Now, if you have bad knees, do not do this. If your knees are good, do this. You're going to have to hold your belly nice and snug up against your spine. Weight comes forward on your forearms as you pull yourself forward, and then you're going to press yourself back. You are going to feel a good stretch in your groin. We're going to exhale as we move back. And I want you to inhale as you come forward. Exhale back. And inhale forward. This time we're going to arch. And then come down and make a C shape with your spine. Pull yourself forward and arch. Inhale. Exhale, press your body back. Arching forward, breathing in. Exhale, back. Good. Inhaling forward. Exhaling back. Beautiful. Just rest and wriggle around slightly. See if you can just gently release your lower back, your hips, your groin. Then we're going to bring one hand towards the opposite knee, twist slightly, and just increase the stretch for your groin. Be very, very gentle when you do this. And come back to neutral in the center. And other way, just very gently twisting your body to the other side. Good. Coming back. And one more time, really feeling a nice full stretch in your groin. Very gentle with the stretch. Coming back. And other side. This is really important to stretch the groin. Very good. Now we're going to move a little bit. And what I'm showing you here is a hip movement. And this is what I don't want you to do. I don't want you to move your hips. What I want you to do instead is move only your sacrum tailbone. So it's going to be a tiny little movement. And you're going to focus inwardly, inside. Imagine moving your vagina in a spiral. This is the teeniest, tiniest movement, but it can create a lot of incredible sensation. And you can even do this when you're making love. But for now, just focus on moving really teeny, tiny circles. And of course, go in both directions. And really enjoy this minute movement. And we're going to finish by coming into child's pose. Just rest and relax. And enjoy the rest of your beautiful day.